traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And it was hot, so she took her top off, and her stepkids are, like, suing her for, like, public nudity, essentially, or, like, lewdness. So there's this huge, like, lawsuit.
Where I'm from, if you see your stepmom topless in the garage, you ask her to have sex.
Oh, yeah, that's Ohio.
That's what, that's, I love that. That's,
the, oh my God.
I call it as I see it, dude.
You want to hear disgusting? We'll give you stories about disgusting.
Ooh.
Be ready for it, because this is going to be a full-fledged Hawaiian fuck fest.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back from Hawaii after Thanksgiving break. Me and Mike went to Hawaii. I don't know where Spencer went, because he doesn't live in the house and he don't communicate with us anymore.
Yes, I did.
I mean, what's good, bro? Have you blacked me out of your life?
No, that's not like true. That's not anymore? True. You don't hit me up, bro.
But I'll hit you.
Yeah, that's true.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thanks for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving break. I hope you got to spend time with your friends and family. Express gratitude. Show what you're thankful for. But yeah, Mike and I went to Hawaii, which, as you can see, Hawaiian themed. You didn't go, which is weird that you're wearing a Hawaiian
shirt. I figured I'd join in.
Okay.
I'm happy about it, dude. In very many ways, I'm still on this Hawaiian adventure we speak about.
Yeah, very much so. You're still coming down, huh?
I wouldn't say coming down, because I didn't utilize any psychedelics or drugs that make me come up. But I'm up there.
Because of alcohol.
Well, I mean, did you ever notice how Logan doesn't use the L when he says alcohol?
Alcohol.
Are you the highest in the room?
Ooh.
Based on height?
Yes.
Yes.
He is.
Oh, damn it.
Based on increased drug intake? No. Not even close. There's others that are much higher.
No, he's been there, done that. Mm-hmm. That phase of his life is over.
Yep. Hawaii was a 5-day bender. There's no other way to say it. I don't often crash. But there was a point in the trip where I hit zero. My tank hit zero.
Yeah.
You guys know me, huh? Yeah. You know me. It's me, Logan. I'm a pretty energetic guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty intense, too. Like, I'll go balls to the wall. And I'm pretty tough, man. I can handle a lot of shit, but no, bro. I made a death video. I said, Mike, start recording. I said goodbye to my mom and dad.
What?
I thought I was going to die.
Was that bad?
I thought I was going to die.
Do you want to try that?
Oh, you don't like that?
What?
You don't think I did that?
Just how
you recorded it.
No.
I made a death video. Okay. Did that not happen? Do you want to keep pampering our lives to fit the community, bro? Because something about the Hawaii trip made me realize this.
Did you say pampering?
The more I can be myself and, like, truly be authentic, I'm going to be happier on this godforsaken platform. And the more I think people will appreciate what we do, bro. So, yeah. I thought I was going to die. My heart rate was literally, it was at like 30 beats per minute. Mm-hmm. And I threw up on my insides, dude.
Wow.
He kept repeating himself and going, Mike, my health. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? And he goes, my health. He goes, my health.
Do we have any video evidence of this?
Yeah, we've got video of everything. We didn't shoot anything for this trip. We didn't film any vlogs. We didn't film any night shift stuff. Nothing. We treated this as a true vacation, but we did shoot some cell phone video. A lot of it has never been seen before.
Okay.
Such as this.
I mean, God.
Wow, you look bad.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no.
I'm worried about my health. My heart. Rate has never been this slow in my life.
Oh my God.
I'm deteriorating. Mom, Dad, I love you. Hey guys.
There's more, but yeah, the point is it wasn't great.
Wow. But the trip was great. We spent time with Mike's sister, who's awesome, Abby and her husband, Jack.
Yep. Phenomenal.
Who's, I think, being deployed.
He's being redeployed.
Yeah, he's in the military, the Navy.
Naval pilot.
Yep.
Such a nice guy. He would never know that he could just murder you at any time.
Bro, Mike's sister is great, too. Her name's Abby. She's like Mike, but a girl.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can describe it. She's super cool.
We stayed at the Four Seasons, by the way, which incredible resort. They it was the first time I stayed in a long time at like a five star, like a true, like upscale resort like that, where every single thing they can do is thought of. It was just incredible. There was no reason to leave. There was so much shit. People were like, do this, do the road to Hana, which by the way, we did.
It wasn't good.
It was a road.
It's the road to hell, dude. If I'm being honest, it's rainy. It's windy. There's exploded cars for some reason. Every
burnt out cars
meters.
Everywhere.
Are you sure you weren't in Afghanistan?
No, we can't be. We can't confirm or deny that we were or not.
The point, like, we must have did something wrong, or maybe we didn't quite make it to like the real road to Hana.
It's like a road that goes to the other side of the island, and everybody says this is the thing you have to do on Maui. And I'm not saying that it's not. It very well may be. We didn't put in enough effort. But as we started to go down it, we started to see some of the landmarks. One of them is a place called Twin Falls. So much amazement, magnificence. If I were to show you Twin Falls, you'd think it was, I hate to say this to devalue Maui's sightseeing, but you would think that it was a man holding two hoses off the side of a small cliff in Ohio.
Is it like, really it, that?
I mean, like, how far am I going to hike for that? I've seen waterfalls.
Oh, there's one flower, though, in the upper left.
That's
they just
cool.
installed that recently as an extra attraction. But like, so this was one of the things we were offered. Now, to get here, you have to drive this treacherous road to Hana. It's curvy. It's a one-lane highway. You could run your rented Chevy Impala into a guardrail at any point.
Yeah.
And
Jack was driving, naval pilot. Yeah. And I found it ironic that I'm so sorry, Jack, a horrendous driver.
That's not true. That's true.
Oof.
But it's not.
But he could fly planes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's, you know.
Levels.
And he talked to me about flying planes. And I told him I couldn't do it because I'm colorblind. He said I can't.
Yeah, red.
Really?
Right. Yeah. He goes, as long as you're not red, green, colorblind, I said, my guy. I said, my guy, I'm out. but yeah, just overall, I mean, this podcast is really just going to be a time for stories, maybe some takeaways, things we learned, and hopefully we can make more fun of Mike's sister. This happened.
Bye, tip, fall in love, grab a jig.
Abby.
I have one question.
What are those?
You shut the fuck up, please, for the love of Jesus.
I actually feel bad for her. Because she mentioned she felt like she was babysitting on the trip. And she's not.
She might be right.
She's not too far off, but she definitely has a side to her that is like, It's youthful.
No, she loves us. She invited us to her graduation.
No, she invited you. She specifically said, I can't come. She said, I can't come.
Yeah, but she didn't mean it. I hit her up after, and she was very specific that you should go to her graduation.
So did you guys almost get kicked out, or how did you guys manage to stay at this resort?
At one point, we had one issue. We had one very serious. So, like, by the way, like, I don't know how he's got this planned. We didn't discuss it at all because, to be honest with you, I've personally been recovering. I've slept for the past day and a half. We really didn't get much sleep. It was as much as Maui is this island of just like beautiful splendor. There's nice beaches, four seasons. People save a lot of money to go there on like honeymoons. And
Joe
that type
Rogan
of thing.
Was there.
We hung out. Very briefly.
You said
briefly.
What up to Joe?
To Joe here's
what
happened.
In all the places.
Bro, here's what, yes. We're all the places. We're walking by, and you know, Mike, I don't know. All right, if you don't know this about Mike, everything he sees and everything he hears, he makes a joke out of. Quite literally everything. The man doesn't stop talking. I love it. I'm thoroughly entertained 24/7.
Did he deliver on this interaction?
Oh, yeah.
Good. So, there we go.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So we're walking. We're walking. He goes. He's like going from one sentence to the next, just like, oh, look at the rock over there. Look at this over there. And he goes, hey, look at that guy. Looks like Joe Rogan. And I'm like, and I double take it. I'm like,
wait a second.
I'm like, yeah,
that is Joe Rogan.
And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? Just in his cabana. Cabana's like locked up. He has his AirPods in. No, wait. First he was snoozing. Passed out.
I've
never seen anyone fall asleep harder in my life.
I go, that dude is high as hell right now.
Wait, I'm sorry. This is in the lobby?
Outside.
He's in like a private, like rented poolside cabana with his family, by the way. So like, basically, let me put it this way. Every possible, do not enter, do not disturb. If you come near me, I will chop your dick off. Sign right. was on.
Yeah, I've seen cabana, kick things, bro.
Bro, cabana closed. Man sleeping. Chair reclined. Headphones in. Daughter there. No approach
you're
whatsoever.
In the den.
Yeah. In the den.
So we knew.
It was going to be tricky.
Probably wasn't the best time, yeah. right? And by the way, Joe Rogan's doing it right. Like, it's his vacation. Man's KO'd. I wish I had the wherewithal to do that, but instead I was a drunk idiot. So I go up. We have a conversation. We're like, should we say hi? I don't know. It's that weird thing. Personally, I hate approaching celebrities.
Yeah. I pushed on it. I said, listen, he talks about you on the show from time to time. You know him. You've seen him before. And by the way, I was like, if we go past again and he's awake and he doesn't look that closed off, let's make a move.
Yeah.
So we went back. He was awake. I think he was like eating something. He still had his AirPods in. And we walk up to the tent and some kids go by us and they go, come on, guys, don't be those guys. Like, yeah, they didn't know like who we were.
They didn't know. They see what we're about to do. And yeah. they go, don't be that
don't
guy.
Don't be those guys.
And Mike's like, I have to be that guy.
We are so those guys.
Yeah. We scoot around the back.
You snuck into the back of the tent?
We circumnavigate. So, yeah.
A reach around.
Yeah. And then at this point, I'm like, this is not good, bro. He's with his family, AirPods. He's, by the way, probably studying like for his next guest on his podcast. He's like reading something on his phone.
You know, like actual podcast hosts do, like research right. and shit like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We choose to ignore that here. Mike goes, Joe. No response. This is fucking AirPods are in.
Yeah.
Now he's tapping him. He's getting physical with him.
Easy. I wasn't Joe, shaking him. Joe, I just gave him a quick
Joe,
tap.
Look at me. And so Joe turns back and it's really funny. He was wearing those glasses that make your eyes look massive. You know, so he's
like reading glasses.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, and so he recognized me. And then we had a conversation for like.
By the way, the moment he recognized him and then looked at me, he was like, oh, what's that? Like he was not in any way upset because the approach. I know the way he describes it. I know if you're watching this, you probably think like my approach is actually pretty good. I'm good at building relationships. I know what I'm fucking doing in that situation. I approach him slowly. I say, yo, what's up? Give him a little tapper. And he was like, yo, boys, what's up? He's like, so I saw you train with Shannon Britt. Like we got into a full conversation. Everything worked exactly the way
wow.
I thought.
It was, I had a moment where I realized, Joe Rogan's the coolest man alive.
Yeah.
100%.
It clicked, dude. He had a conversation. It was almost like a mini podcast. He's like, yo, I was training with Shannon. Like, how was the fight? 2 points, all that shit. Which by the way, the appeal is going through
right
maybe
now.
Maybe tonight. Yeah, who knows? But yeah, it was really good. And then we let him do his thing.
That's amazing.
It was
dude,
the way I was thinking about it. Like we were in our cabana, like we were doing our thing. Like that was the first day we rented like a big poolside cabana, and he was like, I mean, should we? And I was like, we could not do it. Or by the way, like fuck it, we can fucking do it, dude. Let's just go say what up. Yeah. And all we wanted to do, by the way, was say what up. And we said what up, and we were literally turning to leave, and he was like, whoa, like you trained with Shannon.
The first time you met Joe?
No.
Second? Yeah. Okay.
I met him outside the comedy store after his performance once. And I will say, his vibe was completely different. Any other human.
He just threw down. You know what I'm saying?
Just do a comedy show. You're on one. You're ready to go. Yeah. He's hanging out with his friends. This time he was chilling. Yeah. Wolfgang Puck was also there.
Wow. You guys were attracting greatness.
Wolfgang, it's the Four Seasons, Maui.
Yeah.
It's a great hotel.
But he was very cool. And he was, it was dope.
Besides that, though, yeah, we did have one issue with a, I call him a heckler.
Oh,
can I lead into this story?
Of course, yeah, you own it, bro.
All right. So, again, you know Mike, bro. Especially when Mike has got just a little bit of alcohol in him, he could be a little loud.
Mm-hmm.
People will use the word loud to describe Mike sometimes. Again, it depends what type of person you are. Because, like, if you're like me or anything like me, you probably enjoy a good entertainer.
And preface, also, anyone else that was in the room with us that I was really paying attention to at this time.
So
there was an audience
We're at the bar.
Which is bad.
It's 11 p.m. It's the Four Seasons, so there's one old couple at the bar, blatant PDA, just way excessive, making out with each other. And then it's us and a couple of our friends.
You, Abby, people we met at the hotel, a couple, their daughters,
and
the bartenders.
And we're talking, doing our thing. Mike goes on one of his rants, and I think he's doing a Russian accent, which I have actually pulled up here, and I want to play because bored, hungover Mike is one of my favorite people on the planet, so I just started filming him one morning.
This is a work in progress.
Okay, he does this for fun. I just happened to witness it and film it. I don't even think he knows I was filming.
You know what? I just heard one. The Russian propelled grenade, it's an RPG. It's very effective against the Panzer and the American Abrams tank. Very, very effective. From up close and in person, it can be detrimental to their defenses.
Bro, for 5 minutes, he's just doing this Russian accent talking about Panzer tanks.
Who's that chick?
That's neither here nor there. Okay. Or really anywhere, to be honest.
I didn't see anything. So he's doing this accent at the bar, and everyone's laughing. The one guy's like, yo, you sound like a drunk Irish man.
The bartender, by the way. The bartenders are involved. Everybody's fucking chilling. I'm on a rampage, dude.
And I'm looking around because I notice, you know, Mike, when he gets excited, he gets a little, like, he wants more people to get involved, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was great. Everyone was involved except the old PDA couple. And I'm kind of clocking them up for my peripherals, and I see they're getting a little more aggravated and aggravated. And I know they're the type of people that won't say anything until they explode, until they blow up.
Was it like mid-smooch and they were getting into it?
Yeah, they were making out. By the way, I saw them too. They were being like very over PDA. Like they were full makeout session. Like even my sister said to me, she was like, after, all right, you keep it going. Keep it going. I don't want to jump in yet.
It was just like, it was a little unnecessary, but whatever. They're doing their thing. We're doing our thing. No problem. Yeah.
Go ahead, slap
and
lips.
So, you know, Mike reaches a point where it's peak Mike is the only way to put it.
I saw a pregnant woman walk by, and I was like, wow, look at that species over there. She's gestating some sort of organism or some complete and utter bullshit.
It's like this couple, they had like a countdown. In their heads, they're like, all right, 3, 2, 1. Both of them stood up.
Same time.
Poof! And they're like, what is wrong with you? And the guy's like, you know what, buddy? You're being so loud. And the lady turns to Mike and says an unforgettable line that pretty much set the tone of the entire trip. She turns to him. She looks in the eye. She goes, have you no couth? No class? No class? Mike, without skipping a beat, doesn't hesitate, doesn't break character. He goes, 0. Absolutely none. Not even an ounce. If there was a negative number, that's how much couth I have. And bro, you can imagine, like, that's not the type of response
she was looking
to
or that she was looking for. She was looking for a very specific response, which was, ma'am, I am so sorry about, excuse me.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
She goes, have you no couth? This was the timing of it.
Couth.
Have you no couth? 0. Absolutely not even an ounce. Bro. It was one of my favorite moments of Mike in my life because I've never seen anyone react with that amount of like confidence and calmness. And so the guy gets mad because obviously this is not the react. They're looking for an apology or something or some sort of retreat.
Listen, Mike, buddy, you're not the guy I want to do this with. Now, keep in mind, this guy's, I would say, probably late 50s, early 60s. Yeah. He's got a bit of a hunch.
He's also hammered.
He's hammered. He's slurring his speech.
So they go to walk away, and Mike's still on. He's like, I am, you know, there's nothing here for you. I have no couth for you. And the guy comes up to Mike, and he approaches him. Did he grab you on the shoulder?
He got close. He approached me.
He came up to Mike. Mike's sitting down, by the way, and I'm watching this. And I'm right next to him, and I hate the one person standing up, one person sitting down scenario.
Usually a bad situation for the sitter.
Facts.
So, for the most of the, this, in this particular circumstance, there was nothing he could have done. He could have dropped in from a fucking airplane. He still would, it would have been proper.
The guy goes, you don't want to do this with me, buddy. And at this point,
it was Batman. It
was Christian Bale.
I got my feet kicked up, and I thought I'd use my newfound powers. So I look at him, and I go, sir, before you do this, I have to let you know I'm a professional boxer.
Oh, you threw that on him.
Yeah, like, no, just in that voice, calm as fuck. And then he turns to me.
And what came out of the man's mouth next.
Oh, no.
Will be written about by scholars for years to come. You think my response to the have you no couth question was trickery and sorcery? What this man said next changed the course of time and history.
And humanity?
It created a rift in space-time that then represented the remainder of our evening. 4 hours discussing just this one thing.
Tell me.
I go, sir, I do have to let you know I am a professional boxer. He turns to me, locks eyes, and he goes, I just had... He goes, I just had spinal surgery.
Oh,
and so, and like literally, but like, and so we just both go like this. We go, ugh. No, not even like that. But like, how do you respond to that? It's called a classic smoke bomb. We talk about these. We thought we are the master at smoke bombs. Have you no couth? Zero.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Oh, negative integer. Apply it, lady. Smoke bomb. She's just like, where am I? What universe is this?
And he just threw a flashbang.
Concussion grenade. Both me and LP go down to our seats.
I go, then why are you doing this? What are you doing? So this dude, he just got done telling me, he goes, I have no spinal column.
I am an exoskeleton.
So we have no idea how to handle this situation. His wife like drags him away, and then we're like, "Yo, did we just get attacked by a frosty?
By one of those wavy arm inflatable arm guys that they put outside car dealerships?"
Yeah.
And then for the next probably 3 to 4 hours after that, we had conjecture over what this man really was. He had no spine. He was some sort of spineless single celled organism
with no structural integrity.
Wow.
We thought his wife might be some sort of puppeteer, and she's really him, and she's controlling all his movements, or that maybe he's a blizzard from Dairy Queen, and he's just some sort of
I thought slushy. To myself, she said what she said, but in many ways she could have come up to me and said, have you no soul? Do you know what it's like to live your life as a Danish? This man was a raspberry pastry. Literally trying to attack us with no spine. Was it,
what I envision is a water bear.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a water bear?
No, but it sounds...
Look it up. Look up a water bear. This is what I see.
It very well could be a water bear.
At some point, we got to the point where he had a hollow bone structure and he was actually able to take flight.
This might as well have been.
That's him for sure, bro.
I got, like, bro, we were sure this man, like, sir, is there a problem? He goes, there is a problem. The only problem is I'm not... nailed down to this floor because this breeze is going to blow me away.
At some point, he was a paper
airplane.
Airplane.
Yeah. Bro, in our minds, he could have been fucking anything. And so we're sitting there. And by the way, my first question was, because I told Logan, I'm like, yo, there are very few moments where I have the breakdown in tears, crying laughter. You have to really get to my soul. I cried, laughed for probably an hour after this happened. I was suffocating on my own tears.
This is the thing I'll say about you guys that I really love and respect. All the drinking that like lowers your life expectancy, the laughter raises it and neutralizes it.
Completely.
So you guys are good. Like you would have lived to 70, down to 60, you're back up at 70.
This part we weren't even. I was not. I was bone cold sober. He was like maybe two drinks.
Easy. Bone cold sober. We were 6 hours into
you're drunk saying
that. No, he may have been sober, but if you were sober, you literally have a stomach made of iron because that's impossible. We took 43 shots before this happened. And by the way, that's the amount of shots I would want to take before I find out I'm talking to a human ketchup package. This man had no fucking structure. He was an anomaly. And by the way, after we had this conversation, I'm not so sure he wasn't a figment of both of our imaginations.
We don't know
he
exists.
He really exists.
What kind of man, like, it's fighting time. And he tells me he doesn't have spinal surgery. Where are you going with that?
Yeah, what are you doing?
And then on our part, how does it go from normal surgery to like, again, you got hollow bones and you can fly.
That's the thing. It could have been a flex, right? It's like no punch that you throw at me could do any damage. I don't have a spine. I'm jello right now.
Facts.
Yes.
You know, I'm a jello human being.
So Abby, Mike's sister, was slightly upset. She's a really good person she's got like a good heart.
And she's corporate.
She's corporate.
Fucking corporate.
She was a little upset that we may had ruined their vacation with our laughter and our fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mike wanted to make it right, so you did see the couple the next day.
Uh-oh. I said to my sister that I will spend the majority of the rest of the, because I did feel bad. I did. People spend their whole lives.
Yeah, you don't want any bad vibes on Maui.
I didn't.
You
know, and by the way, do you want to know what I was guilty of?
What?
Having a little bit too much fun. And I do, and I truly do feel bad for her. None of it was, I didn't mean to cause any harm. I didn't want them to have a bad time. I got a little caught up in the moment. I had an audience of bartenders and other drunkards, and I felt, you know.
You felt at home.
Yeah, I felt at home. Like I was, it was audience stuff, but I spent the next couple days looking for these two people so that I could express a very sincere apology. And I did not see them until day four, which was really a continuation of day three because we didn't sleep. So when I saw them, I had no brain.
Oh.
So like he had no spine that first time. When I saw them, no brain. I saw them and I saw him. I went up to him and I'm like, yo, I could say something right now, or I could dip out to this left exit off the Chick-fil-A exit 17 right here. Boom, gone, dude.
Yeah,
he never to be heard of again.
You never saw him ever again.
Nope, didn't see him again. If you're watching this show, spineless man, and your fucking couthful wife, I am so sorry. And I'll send you a basket of pastries to remind you of who you really are.
They got lucky that they're happened to be dealing with a linguistics expert in Mike.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the word couth, I've said that on this show before and people are like, oh, is that a word? Like, what is couth?
Yeah, that was the first time I've heard it.
Yeah, so you gotta know what you know.
Yeah,
But that was one thing. The security guards came over afterwards and the bartenders backed us up. They're like, nah, they're no causing no problems.
They're just like, hey, guys, have a pina colada, all right?
Exactly.
Chill out.
So that was one thing that happened. Yeah. It probably produced the most laughter. But oh, I think I think there are more, you know, applicable moments. I don't know how deep you're trying to get. Like, you're trying to go balls deep on this episode?
I mean,
because we got some crazy shit that went down.
Like, literally?
Bro.
Like, are we talking, like, actual?
Ask Logan. I need permission from the boss, dude. I can't just go down those fucking streets. I can't even start to tell you where they end.
I heard you can't get an STD in Hawaii.
That's true.
That's true. That's a scientific fact. I heard about that. Because of the location in the Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm. It's unable to transfer.
No poisonous spiders and no STDs.
Those are the only two things. Anything else? Flying potatoes? Yeah. It exists.
You gotta watch out.
No STDs.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we could get into it a little bit. But first, I want to bookend that story with a good story that shows what kind of effect we can have on people if we do it the right way.
Okay. I like this kind of stuff.
So one morning there, I went to go work out, and this guy who was working the desk at the gym, he's like, yo, you want me to hold pads for you for boxing? I was like, sure, that'd be great. He's like, yeah, I box. I've been boxing. I have a couple of MMA fights. I'm a professional boxer. Cool. So I ended up doing pad work with this guy for like an hour. I forgot how much I love boxing. It was the first time I had hit pads since the fight, and just having a grand old time. Kids are coming in, and they're like watching us, and they're like, oh my God, it's this Logan. He's so much bigger in person, which is the number one comment I get. But it was cool to like make their day. And then what I found out is I made this guy's day too, the one that held pads. Because the next day, he texted me. We exchanged information because I was maybe going to do it again. He just said, his name's Chase. Shout out Chase if you're watching this. He said, I just wanted to say it was great meeting you and sorry if my vibe was a little off. Been battling some hard demons lately. Just getting away from the job I hate for a minute and getting to train with you honestly inspired me to wake the fuck up and make something happen for myself.
Mm.
Anyway, no joke, I put my 2 weeks notice in at the Four Seasons yesterday after my shift. Thank you for the inspiration.
Dude, look at that.
Man's quit.
Goosebumps, yeah. Bro. Yeah.
Man's quit just because of, by the way, what was a really good session I had with him.
Good stuff, Chase.
Shout out Chase, man. Take some balls to do that and like being able to kickstart or jumpstart people's dreams is like it's probably one of the things I find most fulfilling in life, which is like why the whole Maverick movement resonates with me so much, because I just feel like people are vastly underestimating their own potential. So hopefully he finds something.
Did that wake anything up in you, or did you
nothing I already knew, but it's I told Mike, we see these comments all the time, right, about how we've inspired and motivated and changed life.
Absolutely.
But seeing it firsthand, quite literally, like instant gratification type shit is
he just bounced. So he quit his job, bro.
Yeah. It's respect, dude.
At the Four Seasons.
It's respect. Yeah. You got to do it. You got to take the leap.
So we also had there's a funny thing about being at like these resorts. I think a lot of times we like rent houses to like avoid this situation, but we also had this other situation where it was like the like cordialness of taking photos with celebrities. And it was something that was almost like a similar to like a Rogan, except not with another celebrity, but it was like watching people come up and like ask for photos. We had this one lady. She came up to him. She was like, sir, I'm a big fan. Took a picture with him. The next day, she's like, sir, the picture didn't come out very good. Can we try again? The fourth day, she comes up. She goes, "Sir, I'm ready for our final picture together." I'm like, "Lady, it's not really how it works. Like, we're not collecting a scrapbook." Like, on the fifth day, I was like, "She's probably gonna come back in disguise." "Hello, sir. I've never met you before. Can we please take a picture?"
You're in Maui, though, bro. Anything goes.
Yeah.
Did you take it? Did you take the final
picture? Oh, yeah. I've never seen him say no to anybody.
A scrapbook.
Oh, he's never said no to anybody. But
there was one this
one. Trip. We had a problem with a fan. I once again, I like to study these manners of like how fans like approach and shit like that. And everybody's the 95% of people are like, "Oh my God, are you Logan Paul? Can I take a picture with you?" And like, he's just, and it's like really like kind of like pulled back and like a little scared about doing it. This one fucking kid, probably like 16, 17 years old, has got braces, like total bro. His ball dropped. Comes up and grabs him by the back of the neck.
We're walking to the beach and someone grabs my neck like this. And I'm like, "Oh, it's a homie." Like,
or it's me.
I honestly thought it was like maybe Joe, like wanting to say what's up before I, like that. Maybe I'm being hopeful, but
Joe
grabs me by the back of the neck. I'm like, "Oh, it's a homie." I turn around. I have no fucking idea who this kid is, bro. And it's a hard grip. He shakes me. And he's like, "Yo, I'm a big fan." I go, "What the fuck did you just do?"
No, but he also didn't say, "I'm a big fan." He was like, "Yo, Logan Paul, what's up, man?" He's like, "Huge fan of you." Like was that kind of kid.
He's being a little schnoob.
And my sister, like, and he went straight to like attack mode. He's like, "Don't ever fucking touch me like that ever again."
And then I gave him his lesson too, because I like to give people takeaways. I said, "Don't ever do that to anyone ever again."
Yeah, bro.
And then we walked away.
You could get stabbed.
Straight up. In general. Yeah. But yo, I'm a primal person. I have primal instincts. And if you look even in the wild, animals kill each other grabbing them by the back of the
neck. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And I was grabbed by the back of the neck by a stranger.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, on a vacation that I'm supposed to be enjoying. So yeah, I snapped, bro. Don't grab me there if you don't know me.
Yeah.
That's a vulnerable spot, bro. That is where animals get killed in the wild. He could have lost his hand. I had scuba equipment. I went, "What's
that?" Kid turns around. He goes, "Don't ever, ever do that to me ever again." The kid goes, "I have no spine."
Yeah, at that point,
wait a second. Yeah, what is going on this island right now, dude?
At that point, you just swim one direction away.
Another thing, and by the way, you take this wherever you want. I'll provide the horse for you to gallop on. You stare it. Maui's an island of just, as I said, splendor and wonder. You don't like horses, Danny? No, I like Maui's an island of splendor and wonder. And when you go there, you usually relax. You know, you do the spa thing. They play the little ukulele for you and your family. Not me and Logan.
No.
We found the only series of dive bars on the only island.
Found the clubs.
Okay,
rats.
They call it the Triangle, and it's like three or four bars, dive bars. And these are the kind of bars that, like, by the way, these are the local bars. Like, almost like on some, like, tourist ain't welcome type shit. There's fights there. There's big like Samoan bouncer. Like it's the Wild West, right? Mm-hmm. And so we show up there. We go to this one called, what was it called? The Dog and Duck.
Dog and Duck.
We go to the Dog and Duck. And like I said, here comes the horse galloping. I don't know. We clearly have something to talk about here. There was a great DJ that played incredible music, which I wasn't expecting.
I mean, what you gave me a mini horse.
Yeah, I know.
What do you want from me?
I just felt like maybe you would take the supplies I was giving you and just hammer it home. We met girls there.
We hung out. Entertaining. Wow. Yeah.
We also, and I do this. I thoroughly enjoy this. We ended up at a local's house.
That's where I was going.
Two nights in a row.
That's where I was going.
I have this thing where I like to jolt myself back into the real world. Mm-hmm. And so, bro, if I go to a college, mm-hmm, I'll show up at a random like someone's house and just like take shots or
something. Yeah.
So we ended up at a local's house one night and then another night, and there was like, I actually have a video here. Nope.
That happened.
Nope. Oh wait, yeah.
Alan, pause it.
What the fuck is that? Ugh. So we go from the Four Seasons to this, dude. Trying to microwave shit refrigerator pizza and there's,
what is that,
it
bro?
Looks like fucking.
Oh, you just said. Oh,
I didn't care. I was drunk. I was gonna eat it,
and you just microwaved
it
on top.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, this is probably a little extra flavor floating around in there.
But imagine how ridiculous that is. Like, you, the dive bars are one thing, but then we'll just get fucked up, and kids will come up to us and be like, "Yeah, bro, we're throwing an after down the street. You want to come listen?" We're any normal like person of elevated stature would say, yeah, man, like, sorry. I gotta go get the culture. I don't know who the fuck you guys are. Mm-hmm. We just hop in the back seat with them.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a man of the people, bro. And mm-hmm. actually in my phone, I have pictures of all their IDs and license plates just in case. I'm paranoid. So I'm like drunk and I'm taking pictures of their information.
In case they killed you?
In case something happens.
Oh, okay.
Is that why you handed me the license plate? I thought you were just playing with it.
Oh no, I was taking pictures of it.
It's got a 5-digit vanity plate.
Wow. Yeah, they have the 3 in the front and then the numbers in the back.
Because, you know, the first thing you want to do when you wake up dead is make sure you have the license plate number of your assault.
Well, I'm not saying these kids are trying to kill me, but I don't know. I got to be a little bit cautious at least.
Right. It's like, imagine my corporate sister. She's back at the Four Seasons, like probably about to get to wake up for like a jog at 4:30 a.m. for like a morning jog before the spa or something like that. And we're still shotgunning beers at some local's house.
You say your sister's corporate, and I know she isn't. Abby, I know you are, and you're way professional and stuff, but yo, she hit me in the face.
She punched you in the
face. She punched me in the face.
She punched Logan in the face.
She told me she was going to do it, and then she did it right away, and I actually respected her for that.
That's how we were raised. We don't fuck
But then in the following sentence, she told me she loves wearing turtlenecks, like she's that kind of girl.
She's me.
So then I said to her, oh, you do strike me as a turtleneck person.
Yep.
You also strike me as a turtle. Then I said, you also strike me.
You also strike me.
Because you literally just hit me in the fucking face.
Do we have that video? I have that.
I'm sure you have it somewhere. Yeah. I'm trying to think. This is like, I took a picture of Mike one day after we went to this fish house called Mama's Fish House.
This is about day 5. End of the trip.
This is a pretty good representation of...
Oh, my God.
Nothing left in the tank, dude. Yeah.
That's just death.
By the way, I wasn't making that face. That was the face I had for the whole night. That's how I walked into the restaurant.
We went to...
Oh, my goodness.
We went to the beach pretty much like this one morning. And something about hopping in the ocean and the salt water is just like incredibly rejuvenating. Mm-hmm. And it almost like takes away your hangover.
Yep.
So we attempted that one morning. Had a beautiful swim in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Probably swam around for like an hour. Mike is a great floater. I don't know. Like this man can just float on his back, which is probably why he loves Lazy River so much. But I just saw him floating, and I look at Mike. He looks at me. We high five each other. We're just like, this is great, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Such a nice like stress-free time.
We didn't know on the front end of this vacation if it was the right play. Like we even when we landed, we're like, did we make a mistake? We're in Maui. It's like a honeymoon type trip. Or are there even girls here that want like that are worth like all this shit? We went through all these calculations. We get into the water on this day and we look and we high five and I'm like,
good,
we made
move.
The right choice, bro. Yeah, we made the move. Right choice.
So did you guys come away with any?
I'll be honest with you,
Hawaiian...
that story's got a little bit
story's
more.
Story's not done, Spencer.
Oh, okay.
We get out of the water. We walk ourselves back out onto the beach. And by the way, one of the hardest things to do in Maui or any other tropical spot is get chairs. Doesn't matter if it's by a pool, by the beach, whatever. We find 4 open chairs right on the water, dude, right on the beach.
Beachfront
chairs. We walk up to them. We lay down. I look at them again. I go, can't beat this, brother. Can't beat this.
Nope.
All of a sudden, a man walks over to us with his Four Seasons shirt. He goes, hey, boys. That may be the wrong accent. Hey, bros, get off the chairs, please. He comes up and he goes, boys, I'm going to have to ask you to move off these chairs. They're actually all reserved. And I look around. I go, there's a good chunk of chairs here. I go, well, you know, can we just use them? And he's like, nah, it's not the right guest experience. Like, we like them to be nice and clean when the next guest comes. I'm like, all right.
So
dude,
he just called you dirty.
I'm like, bro, like, but there's really a lot of chairs. And he goes, well, yeah, that's because you can't swim in the water.
I go, I'm sorry, sir.
Can you
what did you just say?
Repeat what you said one more time. And he goes, yeah, man, because of the pollution, bro. He goes, there's a oversaturation of shit in the water.
What?
Didn't you read the sign?
Did you read the signs on the way in?
And I go, and I look up and there's all these red signs. I go, I'll be honest, man. I have been unconsciously drunk for the past week. I don't even know where I am right now. So no, I didn't read the fucking signs. That said, so basically he walked over. He said, this is after we were high-fiving about the quality of the vacation. He said, get the fuck off the chairs. You've been swimming in shit for the past hour. And I was like, well... That literally just 180'd my entire thoughts.
Sir?
Wow.
I know you guys are having a blast. Please leave.
What's going on with...
You've been
why,
in sewage.
Why is Maui... This is the ocean. Why
so
is it shitty?
It was because of a lot of rain or something like that. That happened. And then the next day it was cleared up.
But he goes, it's probably because of the fecal matter. I'm like, fecal matter where? He's like, in the ocean. Look at the signs. And the pollution level is like 3 times what it's supposed to be.
And dude, I get it. I'm like, dude, are we going to be like glowing green or something? Like growing third arms or no
spine?
Are you guys
just going to become turds?
Then the craziest part of that whole story is 2 days later, I'm going through my DM requests.
Oh, yeah.
people. And I had posted a video of us about to lay on the chairs at the beach. And I see a message from some girl that says, saw you guys lay on the chairs. Also saw you guys get kicked out right after. And I'm like, oh, so she saw it happening. And then I look down and there's another message that says, you can have my chair as long as you let me sit on your face.
There we go.
Which happens with Mike. I've seen this happen at least five times.
Yeah, I've seen the DMs
and,
too.
And these are like pretty women.
Yeah, she was great. She was great.
She was really pretty.
Have you ever, did you take on
so
the offer?
So I accepted the request and what happened? I was like, I don't remember what I said, but I'm sure it was clever and witty and, you know, delivered by a handsome, anyways, I said something to her. We didn't end up meeting up with her cause she was like, I don't know, maybe like 10th or 12th in the queue at the time. And,
oh my goodness,
we didn't meet her, but she messaged me every day now, asking me when I'm leaving Hawaii. She's messaged me the past 3 days. Hey,
you
got to
tell
still,
her we left.
Yeah, man. I probably should do that.
That's sad.
We made a lot of friends there too, Spence.
That's
we
good.
Did. We did.
There was a couple that got married there that we bonded with. They said they got Maui'd at the end. It kind of made me want to punch him in the
face.
Horrible.
Yeah,
that's horrible. That's
bad. And you know what I said to him? I said, hopefully you guys don't end up getting Denvorced.
In Denver?
Yeah, like Denver. I just said it back because I was like, if you're going to give me some corny ass shit, I'm going to hit you right fucking back with it, dude. Hopefully you don't get Denvorced.
Yeah, that's not good, guys.
But they had pretty daughters that were cool. That was
yeah.
Dope.
So the only form of communication I had with you guys is I said, you know, I was looking for something. I said, hey, hope y'all are enjoying Hawaii, boys. 3 exclamations. This is Sunday. And Logan said back, it's nice and fun. And Mike just didn't hit me back. So I was like, I'll see you guys on the podcast.
Yeah.
Good luck. On
I remember you saying that. And I remember thinking, wow, what a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Cause
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know. I was hoping for like a little conversation or something, but I wasn't disappointed. I knew you guys were, you know, you were having it.
I think one of my big takeaways was from the trip was that, like it felt good to put the phones down. I remember mm-hmm. there were certain mm-hmm. days and a lot of people asked us, they're like, when's the video coming out from this trip? I'm like, there isn't one. And they were trying to wrap their brains around it. But I remember certain days would go by and to your point of not responding to that text, I would realize, damn, I haven't looked at my phone in 4-6 hours, bro. Mm-hmm. And by the way, my humor and his humor were at a level that were unbeknownst to me. And I've been trying to correlate and see because we were living so much and like sucking everything in and like calculating in our brains as opposed to being on our
yeah.
Like, I mean,
you guys
literally
weren't stressed.
That might be the bigger one though.
I don't know what it was, but I felt I was at a like. He's always incredibly funny. I'm like you, like I'm fun, but like I was hitting a level of comedy I had never hit
crazy.
Before.
You guys were crazy. Flow state.
And with yes. both of us, yes. and with both of us together, dude, there was not a person we could talk to that by the end of the conversation, like these guys are the most hilarious people I've ever met in my life.
Right.
That's it. You guys need to, my challenge to you is translate that into everyday life here.
My question Ooh. Is, I get it. But my question is, can we? Because you said it was, I will do, and you do your best. Maybe you reach some level of it, right? Mm-hmm. But we were in a flow state. I think a lot of it because we, to your point, we didn't have any duties. We would wake up. We would eat some insane breakfast.
But you still were active on social media. I did not post one.
Nothing.
I posted one story of you catching a frisbee.
You like, and it was like a repo. Oh no, yeah,
right. Did you? Here's the thing. I know we've had these conversations. Were you stressed at all about anything that you had to do?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's what I'm getting at. I think if you can find that ability to cut away, like all the things that you don't enjoy, like to the fullest, and you can do that here, I bet you guys can.
Yeah, but
have
is
that
realistic?
Here every day.
Is that possible?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so because I remember we were talking about this a few weeks ago and you were talking about how you're like stressed because you got so much going on. Yeah. I feel like if you dumbed it down a little bit.
No, but I'm saying like, but there's no way to turn it off. Like it was off completely. The only, I remember the
you just have to make yourself not available to everything.
Or maybe it's one day a week or something like that. I don't know, but I remember the feeling of the stress leaving. As soon as we walked off the plane, we met like two girls, literally like right when we got off the plane.
There's a video on TikTok that I think is going semi-viral about, remember the drunk kid that came
yes.
up to me?
Oh my God.
I think it, David sent it to me. David, how did you see that video? The video on TikTok of the guy coming up to me?
A friend sent it to me.
Okay, so a friend sent it to you.
Yeah, because they know I live here.
Ah, But how'd they find it? Was it on the For You page?
This kid was annihilated. I mean, he was annihilated.
I want to see this. Pull it up.
And so, but like, that was one of the first things when we got off the plane. Like, we started meeting people and the stress went away. The next time I felt even like an ounce of stress was getting back on the plane to go home. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine that. Like,
do you think it's more so travel then as well? Like, just being in a new place, like being in somewhere
since
different.
Since this was post-Thanksgiving and post his fight and post an entire year of some of the biggest like success stories for both me and him and for us, we felt very okay saying, don't email, don't text me, I don't want to talk to anybody, right, and putting the phones down for 5 days. Like, it felt very okay. For me to get back to that point like very often or like even semi-often would be challenging. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I mean, think about my life goal. At the end of the day.
Yeah. Lazy River.
Lazy
bro.
River. But
you can't
also
be stressing a lazy river.
Impossible.
Man,
but also it would be to own, maybe not even work, but to own a food truck on a beach somewhere. Yep. Right. And so maybe you have someone else work it.
But then what if it blows up?
Which, by the way, we've seen what fire can do to cars. It's terrible.
It's not good. Dude.
It's terrible. And so that's a good point. Yeah. But like, if it doesn't blow up.
Yeah, you're good.
You're chilling. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Looks like we got this guy here. Just trying to send it over, yeah.
Yeah, oh, we're trying to hit a little airdrop.
This guy was special. He was a special guy, dude.
Like, he brought some joy, or brought some trouble.
Mixture of the. I would say he was kind of in the same category as the spineless man that we met. Like, okay. he was a floater.
He saw me waiting for my bags, and he's
already drunk.
He's sitting in the corner of the airport with an empty bottle of vodka.
Yeah, whole bottle. He drunk. When we get drunk, when I say on the show that we get drunk, I could take my SATs and get a 1200. So
facts.
I'm not kidding. I say that wholeheartedly, except for the one time at the Hawaiian Luau at Logan's house. That's the one time. But when kids, young adults, people that are watching the show, we don't black out. We just, first of all, because we can't, because no, we can hold our liquor.
Yeah. Your livers are like seasoned veterans.
Yeah.
At this
but
point.
also because we just don't do that. We don't drink to do that. This guy
was wasted in public, bro. So he goes, Laura! Oh, and then no. He comes over.
Oh my God. That looks like death.
Oh, look at this fucking Howley over here with his bag. Oh, bro.
That's the best you got.
Hey, bro, what you doing over here?
I wish I could ask you the same thing. What the fuck are you doing, bro?
Bro, sometimes I don't really know. Same. That makes three of us.
Hi,
don't mind.
What's good?
Logan,
nice to meet you. First time in Maui? What's up?
Oh, baby.
Oh, my God. Wait, so he just threw that up on TikTok.
That was the first time bro. It has like 30,000 likes.
It does?
Yeah. How weird is that?
Because I think it's because you get to see, like, Logan behind the you know what I'm saying? Like, without knowing what was about to happen, like very behind the scenes.
Yeah, people like seeing you like caught off guard. Yeah.
David's question to me was, did I think he was going to do the thing that guy in Vegas did?
My
if you
God.
Remember that.
No, he was too drunk. He was too drunk.
Yeah, I told him he was.
He doesn't, by the way, when guys do that, he doesn't get mad. I lose my shit.
Are your you phone, get, you are your phone snapping too. Days over, do you think?
My what?
Phone snapping?
Snap. Will I snap the phone?
Are those over?
Yeah, I won't snap a phone.
Okay.
Yeah, no phone snapping.
That's good.
Just because you can get in. You can get in
doo-doo.
Trouble
some doo-doo,
you can
bro.
Snap a phone.
Even if they do, I'm sure if like someone like presses me, like let's say this, let's say the guy who came up and grabbed my neck, held his phone in my face, I'll probably snap his phone. I'm not gonna lie.
Or his neck. Do you know what I'm saying? By the way, rightfully so. He shouldn't have been grabbing you by the back of the neck. But that dude was fucked up, dude.
Yeah, that's how we landed in Hawaii, and we looked at each other. We're like, I understand what type of trip this is gonna be.
Yeah. See, that's my thing about alcohol, bro. Back to, I don't want to dive into it, but I mean, it brings out some bad qualities in
it
people.
It depends who you are, dude.
100%. 100%. I've never seen you. You guys have never been at a point other than the luau.
I've never even gotten remotely close to that. Mm-mm. And if I do, I collapse on myself and I crawl on the floor army style and someone needs to save me.
I think it just like reveals like who the person is, though. Like, deep down when you're drunk, you're still a nice guy.
They Damn. Say a drunk mind is a sober heart. A drunk mind reveals a sober heart.
There
they
we
say.
Go. I see that.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. I feel remiss or just like not responsible for just leaving the girl side of things out of it completely. Like I want to talk about the strategy that is involved in finding suitable bachelorettes, we'll call them, on an island like Maui.
Ooh.
Now, what are you doing? Are you a lot of it is walking around and finding new people. You're looking for girls at the bar. You're talking to, you know, people at the resort.
This is similar to like island hopping back in World War II, it sounds
very
like.
Similar.
Yeah.
But what didn't happen in World War II was the combo effect of digital applications. Okay. So my situation is I like to utilize swiping apps. And I'm not going to name any of them because I have my own dating app, obviously, which isn't available in Hawaii. So fuck it. I'll say a Tinder and Bumble. I'm on those two and I'll be swiping. And what I'm doing is I'm swiping, but am I really swiping? No, I'm looking for Instagram handles. Mm. I'm looking for the girls who are smart enough and good enough marketers to put their Instagram handles into their bios.
Okay.
Then I'm then taking it over to my home ground, which is Instagram, to utilize the blue check that God has given me to kick the fucking door down in this situation.
Like a lumberjack.
Like just a like, fucking lumberjack.
You gotta understand. You gotta understand. If you are a girl who is visiting Maui or is local to Maui and you get a DM
with a blue check
from at Hey Big Mike blue check, yo, that's a big deal.
Your life's made.
He might as well be Leonardo DiCaprio. Messy,
cause it's not
Cristiano
Ronaldo.
Because
it's not in L.A. Yeah. It's not L.A. In L.A., you got a blue check. Yeah, so does my janitor.
Yeah.
My maid has a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a blue check.
Yeah, you slang that blue check around anywhere else.
You go. So good. We go to Maui, and so like I say, I send out, I don't know, call it 200-300 DMs. Okay? My hit rate on them might be literally lately 98%
no.
I would say response rate.
Oh yeah.
I would say I can show you my response rate because by the way I'm quite skilled at what I'm saying as well. So it's a combo effect. Can you show the teethless one for that and make that sound at the same time, please? please.
He's good. He also does an extremely effective and efficient copy and paste.
Oh, that was funny. So when you're firing off at call them specialists. You're not shooting for generals here, okay? These are sub 5,000s, okay?
Oh no. This is the epitome of our generation. Let's dive in.
I write a funny thing stuff. That says this. It says, "Hi, I've just landed on your island with my controversial YouTube friend.
Oh my God.
We have nothing to do. Please help." It was one thing. And I sent it. I then located 20, 30,000 other girls to send, by the way, the exact same message to. So it's find, copy, paste. I fucking boomed them out. And then all of a sudden, me and my homie got a fucking roster of girls to chill with for the rest of the fucking trip, bro.
Yeah, but I will say we didn't hang out with any of them. And like
not those ones. That's funny you say that.
Not a single one.
We met one. We met one because the kid we met and hung out with knew her. We met that kid that we were hanging out with at Dog and Duck the first night, and he knew her and brought her around. And by the way, she was a misfire.
But she didn't. Oh, okay.
You don't remember because she probably even never made it through the defenses to get to the general, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yo, you seem nice, but not nice enough. And so we didn't really hang out with her for that long. But
the point is this, what I'm saying is like pretty much every time meeting people in person tends to be the way to do like anything, by the way,
unless you're watching this and the blue check is the best thing you have going for you. That's the difference for us. We're in real life. We're funny. We're at least like semi good looking. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I found this to be the most important thing. We're a lot bigger than you thought we were going to be.
Yeah.
Ooh. Every fucking time. Do you know?
You guys are so much taller than I am.
The Emily Willis relationship started out of "you're so tall." Like, I didn't understand this. And
Willis went up to Mike and said, "You're tall. I want to climb you like a tree."
Like a tree.
Wow. And she climbed
and
his dick.
She did, dude. She climbed that tree.
This was one of the times where like that made me realize just how like much of a cheat code that height thing is.
Oh yeah. It's a big advantage.
It's tall. It's a tall order.
Mm-hmm.
But
I fell in love. What's new?
You did.
That's what I was asking.
I'm lying. I said it like I always do.
Did you guys make out?
Nope.
Oh, no, definitely not love.
Want to know why?
No.
don't.
What happened?
No.
Bad breath?
Don't do it to me. Don't.
Did you
do
just
it.
Eat
no,
some
no,
fish?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. No, don't do it.
He looks like he kind of still want to do it. Do it.
Engaged. She was engaged.
Oh,
she was engaged.
Tricky, bro. When you fall in love with a girl who's got a fiance, what do I do, huh?
Yep.
What do I gotta do? I'm a guy. I just want to play frisbee.
Showed up a little too late.
And by the way, she called off her wedding for him.
I really fucked it up, dude.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yep. She had a date. She was about to get Maui'd.
I just like burped a little bit.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
He broke up a fucking wedding in Maui. So he meets this girl at the bar.
And she called it off.
Hold on. So he meets this girl at the bar. They start talking. She's a beautiful blonde chick. And she's like, oh, he's like, what are you here for? And she's like, oh, I'm here. I'm engaged. Like, I'm here to get married. I'm getting married this weekend. And he's like, wow, that's incredible. Like, it's just a shame, you know, because you're so beautiful. like that kind of humor, yeah, like yeah. Just like knocking him. And so we're hanging out one night and we're drinking and, you know, one drink leads to another. One dick leads to a vagina. And all of a sudden, the next day we wake up and she is texting him something about last night changed the way that like I feel about my fiance. You're incredible. Like, I know we both live close to LA. Like, we should talk.
Oh, no.
And he responded to her with no response because none of this story is true. I made every single part of it up. And I feel bad, kind of bad about it, dude. I'm
not your ass.
No, but
that's not true.
Some of it is. Some of it is.
Nah, no.
Spencer, I'm sorry. Spencer, I love you. No,
oh,
no.
Oh, the YouTube plaque fell on his knee. Oh, no.
he runs marathons.
Help me out.
That man. Was the worst fall yet. He got air.
Help me out.
He was at least 4 feet off the ground.
Help me out.
Oh, no. We're good.
Wait,
we're
good. Grab the wire.
Holy shit.
Dude, that actually kind of hurt.
I'm
happy. Yo, you got air.
I'm impressed by the send.
Shares, you really got to go back, dog.
Bro, what?
It doesn't just go.
I'm so happy you didn't hit your head, bro.
What hurt worse, the fall or the YouTube plaque?
The YouTube plaque,
it's
bro.
It's 100
yeah.
pounds.
Yeah, that hurt. That hurt. My running career's over.
Yo, but so by the way,
no,
like,
no, the only part of that is true. That is, I met this girl and she was engaged, and then just that was it. Obviously not.
But it brought up a massive morality conversation, and I lean a certain, I just bit my tongue off. I lean a certain way on it. It really hurts a lot.
No.
Are we getting into the feelings on it?
No. Oh no! What actually happened if that story that was true? Nothing.
No, the girl's engaged.
I met a girl. I fell in love with her. She's engaged. I fell out of love with her.
Okay, got it.
Because she was engaged.
I'm still in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. It made me realize. I think I'm gonna be settling down, boys, soon.
Really?
Yeah,
I
same.
Think so. I think
same.
So. I have visions.
I smell it.
And
dude.
Dreams.
I smell it.
Of me spending my time with a woman who I love that will make me mm-hmm. better and mm-hmm. make me continuously happy. Instead of chasing what is fleeting, and that is the Instagram thought.
Yep. Thank you, everybody. Let's go. Let's go.
Honestly, I have caught Ebola from the amount of times I've heard this fucking story. You have been saying this for the past 20 fucking years, dude. At what point are you going to say some truth hoods?
I kind of smelt it, though.
I really smell shit. You want to know why? Because my nose is clogged with water from the shit water that I was swimming in for the past 4 years. Listen, dude.
Damn. Dude, if you cuff up, if you get cuffed, you're going to perform so much better. You're going to be so focused on what you do. Like, honestly, there's a lot you have to give up, but dude.
I agree.
It's worth it.
I agree.
It's worth it.
Do you want to talk about the fucking annoying accomplice girl?
Yeah, we'll mention it. Let's do this.
So quickly, God, I hate telling stories with a filter on, dude. So we go to this bar, and we're at this bar, and we walk in, and we scope the scene out, dude. We're scoping it. And the first thing I notice was a Becky with a big old butt, dude, just on the dance floor, shaking that thing, dude, right?
Wow.
Just she was it, dude, right? And by the way, she was fucking it, dude. She was the girl. And unfortunately for me, that girl always goes to Logan because, you know, whatever you want to imagine the reason is. Okay. Right. So we're there and he talks to her, but it was kind of like like cave people talk. Like there's no real connection. Like not much happened, yeah, bro. Right. Yep. The rockets weren't firing off, bro. Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching, I'm scoping, I'm waiting for him to slip on a banana peel metaphorically. I'm like, wait, how's he going to fuck this up so I could dive into that big old booty, dude. Right.
By the way, it's a great game plan. You know, I'm going to fuck. My thing in life is if I got something good going for me, I'm going to fuck it up. I'm gonna make sure nothing good happens.
No. It's a joke, Spencer. Relax.
Wait, no, that's totally true because I did fuck it up. My problem is, I kind of like playing the field too much. Like,
the field.
Like I'm a pinball machine, bro. I'm ding ding.
Well, you're ADD, young. You're young. Bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing. So what? Go
all right, so anyway, so we're there and you know, he turns into the pinball machine mentally while he's talking to her. And I'm watching, if I had like a sports commentator that I was sitting with, I'd be like, this doesn't look good for him, Steve. He's at the 10-yard line and he has dropped the ball. The Raiders have regained possession. And so I'm watching.
She tells me, she goes, I'm the best dancer in this bar. You talk to any other girl here, you could be wasting your time. And then she texted me when I was talking to another girl there. She texted me, you're wasting your time.
And by the way, maybe she was right. But two other girls that he had already started to sprinkle the seeds of joy and love with over the other days leading into it were at the bar. So then he starts talking to them. So I see my in. So I go up to her, blah, blah, have conversation. We're just like hanging out. And she's like, I don't usually fuck with white boys, but something about you just, I don't know, or some shit, right? And so we're just like something like that. And so we're just like talking. And then we go to this after party. He's got his two chicks. And if I know anything about LP, I know he's trying to finesse the Treyway, dude. I fucking know that shit, dude. And so we go to this after party with a bunch of hula dancing locals. They're all fucking microwaving pizzas on top of shit, paper towels, fucking disaster, shotgun and White Claws, like a real shit show, oof, right? And I see the out for me and my girl. So we bounce, okay? We go back to the hotel. Here's the problem. I'm still a micro-influencer, so I ain't got my own room. Okay, because that shit was like $2,000 a night. And my rich friend bought a room, but it was big enough that I had my own spindle bed. Trundle, maybe it's called.
It folds out.
Folds out. So,
her roommates again.
That's kind of like a subtle flex.
Yeah, it's crazy. One, the only thing in the room that actually pulls out. It's crazy. So you pull out the thing, and so we go.
Well, we're really,
I'm not gonna tell the story to you.
We're only telling this story to you.
Are you fucking kidding me? Just
let's wrap.
What? Who does that?
All right, you want me to wrap it up? Nobody did that night. You sure you want me to?
Spencer,
I'll stay.
What the fuck is your problem? I'm literally talking to you. You can't just decide to piss to recover. You want me to yell at you, or should I text you the fucking rest of it while you shit? All right,
finish the story.
So I go back to the hotel room, and now I somehow I end up on the balcony with this girl, and it's like 4:30 a.m. And by the way, like shit is, it's reached fever pitch. I can't do this. You look like your head's gonna explode from urine filling it.
I gotta piss, bro. Right.
So now I'm just gonna say, and I'll try to say as PG as 13 as possible. I'm blowing this girl's back out over the fucking railing. Okay. Let me retry that.
I no longer have to piss.
Making out with this girl, okay? And there's like security fucking lights. Hey, what are you kids doing up there? So anyways, we go back inside, and guess who shows up? Mr. Magoo with his two-pack of Funyuns, right? So he walks in. And he goes, Mike, I got a live one. He goes, this one girl, she's on the list. Spencer, you don't get the fuck out
I'm
of
listening.
Here.
I'm listening.
Nah, fuck you.
I have
go
a list.
Piss,
I'm listening. I have a
He's
list.
He's got a black list.
I have a list,
if
bro.
If you get on it and there's only four girls, there's only four, three girls before this tour, before this trip. And I can name who they are, but I won't, though.
They're wait, here this in LA. Is like a- it's a list that I have. I can see beads of urine running down your head. It's a list that I
That's
have.
That's from the coffee. That's that not the
I, if you're on the list, I never want to see you or hear from you again in my life.
You're
ever.
Barred.
I
You're barred.
Hate Ooh. You.
You're barred.
Ooh. And I go, Mike, I don't know how to tell you this. This girl's made the list and I need help. It turns out that one of the women was quite possibly the most annoying human I've ever met in my life. And
she
I told
horrible.
The other guy, I go, hey, I know this is your friend. I've lived a lot of lives. I've met a lot of people. Your friend might be one of the suckiest people I've ever met in my
She's
life.
She's bad. She was embarrassed.
So much so where I pulled the cord, bro. I'm not even in it. I'm not even trying to have sex anymore. I'm completely out of the mood. I'm like, yo, fuck all this shit. As long as this girl leaves this room as soon as possible.
Which,
so
by
I
the
call
way,
in
didn't
the general.
Happen.
I call in the general to make this shit happen.
So I go Damn. Up to her. And by the way, my calculator ain't exactly firing off at
I'm listening. I'm just wiping some sweat at this point.
Now, I kind of feel like I want to drag the story down as far as possible to see how far he can keep
I have
him
to
piss
so bad. Right,
why would you wait to this moment, bro? You're about to burst and tell me why.
You're about to, he's about to pull, he's about to pull an episode one mic, dude. It just bounced.
And when I went back in the chair, it, like, I don't know.
Why are you sweating?
You hurt? Are you hurt? Because he drank coffee. No. It's hot. It is hot in here.
It's hot, bro.
It is hot.
The activity.
I'm cooled off.
Did you fly back in your chair?
I like to make people feel better. I agree with him. It's hot.
I need to go, bro.
We'll wait for you. Unbeknownst to mankind. I've never seen him sweat this much when he did his Iron Man.
Anyways, what happened was, so this is weird now. He ruined my flow. Speaking of flow, I hope he pisses on his feet, dude. This is fucked. So I go to this girl, I go up to her, and I'm like, what's going on, babe? Why are you so sad? Like, you see my friend, he's vibing with your girl, yo. Like, what's good? And by the way, my calculator's fucked. It's rusty. I've been drinking. And she's like, I just, fuck you. Get away from me. I hate you. She's like, I want to sleep and I want food. I'm like, lady,
we can make that happen.
I'm like, lady, whatever you want, I'm here to provide you. And I go, by the way, can I tell you, you're actually really cute. And she goes, I shit you not. She goes, why did you say that to the other girl you brought back to the room? And I go, what are you talking about? And she goes, she's right there. And I go, fuck, I forgot about that. Damn it. And then she goes and sleeps in my pull-out trundle bed. And Logan's not doing any kind of romantic activity with this other girl. I'll just keep it like that.
Well, I was out, dude. Like, I'm telling you, I pulled the plug. Okay. There's a point in the night where I was like, I go, I don't care what happens anymore as long as this girl leaves and I get to go to sleep. And by the way, if that includes the girl I was talking to, I'll be okay.
Right.
So I'm just going to condense this story. How was the
pee? That's basically
it. It was good. I pissed a lot on my feet, though.
Yeah, that was basically it. We handled the situation. We had food at like 5 a.m. And
But
the point is this. The moral of the story is this. Like, you really gotta scope out who you're talking to and try to read personalities before you invest in them.
Yeah.
Like I did not do a thorough job of like scope, and I can't be doing this, of scoping out who I'm hanging out with. And I will say alcohol doesn't help because like everyone's different. I can handle my alcohol really well. So can you. So can most of our friends.
I knew about this girl the second I met her. I knew.
You know what the first thing she said to me was? She goes, oh my God, it's Logan Paul.
Red flag should have been thrown up immediately.
Immediately. Yeah. I knew the way she talked. She's like, her talk was like, when I say it, it's obviously very joking about all the blue checks and followers. She says it seriously. Like one of those girls, she's like, oh my God, like this bitch thinks she's so cool because she's got 4,500. Well, I got 6,300, bitch. So like, I'm like, yo, I'm listening to her. I'm like, I hate my life right now. Yeah, like it was horrible. But... this situation's not the first time it's happened. There's been a lot of times in my life, and I'm sure in yours too, where you pick up this hot chick and she comes along with some baggage, bro. And that baggage is a human.
Which made me real, which made me wonder. I honestly respect it, and I admire women for sticking together in that capacity.
Oh my, it's wild.
And they're willing to bring along their friend who they know could be just a tornado of horrendous shit. And
yeah, talk about a cock block. No,
yeah, like, yeah, yeah. But like, remember you said in your story, like you left me at the house to die in the middle of
Maui. Well, no, I didn't even get to, I said I left, but it wasn't the way you explained it. But he's absolutely right. When I saw my shot, I was like, yo, this girl's good to go. Like, she wants to do this. I want to do this. Like, let's be out. And maybe we can grab some food along the way. I see a full journey in my head, bro, right? Mm-hmm. As guys, I'm not like, but wait, my friend. I gotta find my friend. And like, he wants to take me home, but like all that shit. We just bounce, bro. Because
he dipped. And guess what? I'm walking around the streets of Maui. And I'm
alone.
Like, and I go, where's Mike? And then in my follow-up question, my answer was, I don't know. And I don't fucking care because I'm fine. And I'm sure Mike's very fine.
Right. Like, that's what it was. He's happy.
I was just good. I was like, I could do this as long as my boy is all good.
But it's like, what do you do?
But we could learn from women, dude. Maybe next time we do some sort of tether, me and you, like this, and then we can avoid the situation that happened.
I am, if for people out there who are still listening and have seen Pulp Fiction, I am Mr. Wolf in these situations. He knows this By the way, it's one of the reasons I'm his right-hand man. Yeah, he knows when he's got a fucking issue, he calls me and I get crafty. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't doing my thing and he was like, yo, I got this girl, bro. She's fucking it up for me. You should see how I take care of that. I'm like, babe, let me talk to you for a second. You like Chick-fil-A? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, there's one around the corner. What do you say we go? 2 seconds later, she dropped off at her parents' house sleeping. I just fucking finagle shit.
Yeah,
but she doesn't live with her parents. So that seems weird.
I was just trying to get a takeaway. To be honest, yeah, I didn't know. Fuck a tether. Fuck a tether, bro. Fuck a tether. Anyways,
no, you don't want to tether each other?
I'm sorry. Thanks for joining us on Impulsive. Special guest Spencer Taylor.
Do you want to cover anything? You got facts?
Do you want a couple? I can do a couple.
I want you.
Yeah, I want you to be on our show.
I'm down for it. Dude, I'm so far out of the game, man. Like, hearing
you guys
talk about
this. Because you're married now.
Pretty much.
What's good with all this fucking drama right now, bro?
What drama?
Yeah. You know what fucking drama I'm talking about. What's good with all this fucking drama right now,
bro? I really don't, bro.
I know you fucking don't, because you're trying to fix the education system. But us people that ain't trying to fix the education system know about the drama, bro. But by the way, maybe we don't address it. Maybe we sit here and we don't talk about it, dude.
I got some good stuff pulled up. I got one here. Nice. Brad Pitt reveals why he went 20 years without crying. Did you guys hear about this?
He went horrible.
He went 20 years without crying.
How is that something you can control?
Yeah, that's like...
I think it's probably because he's an actor.
Nope. Seems like something a sociopath would say.
That's like me saying...
If you're incredibly emotionally distraught, and you quite literally have no choice but to cry, how on God's green earth are you going to... Oh, he must knock himself out. I've seen this tactic. I swear to God. When men are about to appear weak, they'll hit themselves in the button. Stone cold,
asleep, gone,
blackout.
Gone.
The porn stars do that too, that we've had on the shows. He said, I hadn't cried in like 20 years. And now I find myself at this later stage much more moved. Moved by my kids, moved by my friends, moved by the news... Pitt explained.
Imagine now he just cries all the time.
Yeah,
he's anything, just 24/7. Because he saved up 20 years.
He just cries when he's like making like pottery. That's what he says in here.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
You're lying about that.
No, 100%.
He cries when he's making
pottery. Like, saved up all his
tears. How you go from being like a sociopathic, like I got no feelings, to like just the biggest pussy in the world, bro. Like you're crying when you're making pottery? Yeah.
No, I don't think.
What about pottery makes you want to shed tears?
I think it's like his escape. He's probably thinking about stuff. He's crying not necessarily about the pots, but about the things that
I love that, but I don't love the polar opposite shift. That doesn't make sense to me. How you can control, you can quite literally stop yourself from crying because of some sort of like weird male, like I want to, like whatever his complex was.
Yeah.
To like,
yeah,
nah, yeah. I'm going to, because I love it, mm-hmm. but I don't like the gap you took before you had to get there.
It's like such you said, it's such a thing you like have no, like I went 34 years with legs. You know what I'm saying? Like I had
this,
a choice.
This one, I'm
dude.
Not sure.
Like,
I'm not sure I do.
What? No, no, no. I'm saying, like you said, you said it was like a thing that he couldn't choose. Like he chose for 20 years to not cry. It's like, oh, I went 34 years with a fucking breathing.
Yeah. Well, in other news,
and fuck you guys. Spence, why don't you go pee on yourself again?
I already did that. So North Korea is threatening to give the U.S. a Christmas gift. unless Washington abides by an end of year deadline set by concessions in exchange for a possible deal to curb its nuclear weapons.
Honestly, dude, what I figured out is like it's the equivalent of you being like a high school senior. Right. And you've like worked your whole life at being like an assassin and you're a high school senior and a second grader comes up to you with their lunchbox and they're like, I got a Christmas gift for you, buddy.
Exactly.
And you just great. Thanks so much. Leave me the fuck alone, dude. Don't ever talk to me.
That's what Donald Trump basically said. He just calls him Rocket Man.
I know. And by the way,
he just calls Kim Jong-un Rocket Man.
Aren't they wait, aren't they homies?
Nah,
I think they tried to be for
fake.
A while, right?
Fake.
They did, yeah. There's a photo of them walking together. Which
yeah,
I
Trump
was
the first president to go there.
He's the fart president.
Did I say that? I said the fart president.
The fart president.
Yeah.
Ah, man, that's crazy. Hey, Big Missiles coming on December 25th. Jesus's day.
Yeah, watch out.
Would you ask for a kid's socks? You got an ICBM in your stocking.
Congrats.
missile launching capabilities? I don't know. Is that off the grid? Or
maybe in your Russian accent it'd be acceptable.
We've been working on intercontinental ballistic missiles for some time now. They've been quite effective versus the Iron Dome, as well as other defense mechanisms put together by both the English Americans and the Anglo-Saxons.
Oh my god. I think that made it better.
Whoops.
We'll probably end the show here.
Yeah.
You got any other facts?
I got one that was a little older. I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was pretty fascinating. There was a woman in Utah who was topless in her garage working on what's it called? Not drywall, the insulation stuff.
Oh my god, the itchy stuff?
And it was hot, so she took her top off and her stepkids are like suing her for like public nudity essentially, or like lewdness. So there's this huge lawsuit.
Where I'm from, if you see your stepmom topless in the garage, you ask her to have sex.
Oh, yeah, that's Ohio.
Oh
my god.
I call it as I see it, dude.
Oh my god.
If I see stepmom boobies, I don't know, some things activate.
I black out. It's not on me. It's a higher power. I'm doing God's work, bro. As seen on Pornhub.com.
Yeah, there's a whole vertical for that on Pornhub.
And your girlfriend, Emily Willis.
One of the queens of it. Yeah, but not really stepmom. That's stepbrothers. That's a little tricky.
I didn't have a hot stepmom, but my dad was dating this girl who was super hot. And I can't say the thought didn't cross my mind, dude. Just being honest with you. Like, I was like 15, though. So I was not only extremely horny, but also incapable of any like sexual anything.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So this is sparking a big conversation about free the nipple.
Bro, fucking nipple.
So that's what this is all kind of bringing light to, is the female body has become so sexualized, right? And so we're trying to free this nipple.
Yo, the first time ever, like, usually, bro, like, when it's like the feminist movement, it's these crazy green haired fucking gremlin women that crawl out of lairs. They're like, fuck you, motherfucker. Like psychopaths, dude. Psychopaths. They're like wearing trash bags. They have antennas on their head. And they're like, fuck you, women, fuck you. And you're just like, lady, chill the fuck out, dude. Get away from me. The free the nipple movement is run by some of the hottest women, bro. Like Julia Rose is running is one of the heads of the free the nipple movement.
Isn't that your girlfriend now?
No, I want her to be though. But like honestly, like yo, the like split apart between the free the nipple movement and the quality of their representatives versus like any other category, whether it be the right, the far right, the far left. The feminists, like I said, like people that are pushing for like the issue, tougher laws on potato farming. Like it doesn't matter what it is.
I'm with you guys 100%. But, you know, does freeing the nipple just cause mayhem in the society?
Oh,
like, do you just have to embrace the mayhem?
It's I don't know. I'm imagining this. I'm imagining me at the airport and me seeing a couple nipples. Breast nipples.
Bristles.
Breast nipples. Okay.
I wonder what I would do. But I'm usually pretty respectful. Like I remember Brittany Furlan. I came to LA.
Oh shit. Brittany.
I came to LA for the first time I was 18, and she flashed me as like a welcome to LA thing. It was the first time I was ever here. And I remember just maintaining eye contact with her. I didn't look at her nipples. One of the biggest regrets of my life, by the way, to this day. But the point is, I was respectful. I was respectful. So I often ask myself, if I saw a woman walking around topless, truly freeing the nipple, like at the airport, perhaps. I don't know if I would maybe glance a bit. Oh, she freed her nipple, and then next.
This is current Logan Paul, not like 13-year-old Logan Paul.
You're speaking from the you're speaking from the place of the fact that pretty much every girl you see shows you her tits. Like at some point or another, like just like, yo, I want him to see my boobs.
Right.
Every average man in America, they see a pair of boobs, bro, and it's lights out, dude.
Yeah.
They forget their name. They want to give people free credit
cards. But here's the thing,
we've gotten
to that point as a society versus like when you go into like a native tribe, for example, that's like everyday life. So it's like, oh yeah, it's a nipple, you know?
I've seen the documentaries.
Never mind. Well, I'll say it now. Well,
Danny, we're...
I was just saying you were using the airport as an example, but guys can't wear, guys have to wear shirts in the airport.
That's true. Ah. Airport's a horrible example.
Ah. Yeah.
Right, but just
maybe
in general.
The water park?
Well, you know that, like, no shirt, no shoes, no service?
Yeah.
Like, you have to use it for places where you
But in the garage seems a little excessive. I mean, those kids, dude.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, that's... Oh, I see what's happening. There's probably some sort... There's a weird chasm in the relationship between their stepmom and dad. They must not like their stepmom. Like, that happens all the time, right?
Oh,
and
they
may have been looking for an in to be like, yo, bitch, like, we out here.
Yep. Yeah.
And so are your tits, but that's unacceptable. And we're going to voice that to you via this lawsuit and subpoena.
You ever seen a set of uneven floppy boobies?
Yeah, it could frighten you.
Question for you. Would you want to sue the person that showed you them? Because I fucking would. Do you hear what I'm saying? Like, think about that. Maybe it was just a really bad set of titties, bro. And they were just like, yo, fuck you for showing us those fun bags. Dude, those are horrible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, you got to think about it.
I love the deep philosophical routes you take on these kind of things.
I mean, I got hot takes, bro. I got hot takes, bro.
You're right.
It's guys. This was a hot. This was a crazy episode.
Spencer was sweaty as fuck the whole time.
I've never pushed that far into the, like, holding my piss in.
Yeah, I feel you.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Impulsives.
What has been going on with you with the sign-ons and all? You'll have a full whole episode of perfect speech, and then as soon as it comes time to say three words that you've said 9,000 times in your life, you just can't.
I think I had a stroke.
Yeah, again.
Okay,
it's number 60.
Subscribe, and also thank you for subscribing. It's good to be back on Impulsive. We got episodes coming up that you can watch.
More episodes that you can watch.
Make sure you
watch them.
Yep.
Watch them now.
Bye.
See you next time.
Bye.